I think that we should start again as this Mishnah was complex enough that we have to stop, and tomorrow we're going to have to redo the Mishnah. So let's back up now to Halakha Zion again. We haven't gone very far beyond it at all. Zuk.
Zuk the Hadika Halakha.
Okay, so once again, we have the case of Mea Tevo and Mea Kulin. You now have a container that has in it 100 figs, let's say, of Tevo, and 100 of Kulin. Now my problem over here is that because I need to make sure that I get the Trumas Meiser out of here, we're not worried about Truma Gedola, as Mora explains later on that we're talking about a case where the Truma Gedola is taken, or our problems with Mark. So we're only worried about one thing that we need to get out of there, and that otherwise it's usher for me to eat, and that is the Trumas Meiser. Now the Trumas Meiser, my problem is that I can't take off Trumas Meiser from Kulin. From Kulin at Limit to Kulin, correct? I can only take off Trumas Meiser from Meiser. Now how do I get Meiser? Well, I get Meiser by taking the Meiser off. I can take the Meiser off theoretically and say wherever it is, it's Meiser over on this side. But then I can't be sure that when I take one out, I'm not taking one out from the Kulin and to Kulin, correct? So in order for me to be absolutely certain that I got out the Trumas Meiser, I have to take out 101. So I have 101 out, even assuming that I took out all 100 of Kulin, highly unlikely, but let's assume I took out all of the 100, but I have 101. So obviously one of the ones in my hand is Tevo. So now I can say whichever one was Tevo in this 101 figs over here, the additional 9 which are left, either here or here, I don't know where they are, but wherever they are, the additional 9 should be Meiser. And this one that I took out is the one that I'm taking out of the 10, and that's Trumas Meiser. Now, since it's Trumas Meiser, I can't eat any of this, because I have 101 mixed here, because I don't know which is the one. I have to talk about the whole container of 101. So what do I do with this? I give it to a Kohen. But I can make the Kohen pay. Because the Kohen is getting basically one for free. I can make him pay for the other 100. The one I owe him, that's the Trumas Meiser. The other 100 he's just getting because of the suffix. I was unable to isolate that one and thus took him an extra 100. So I'm going to make him pay for it if he wants. I'm going to find some Kohen who's willing to pay. Obviously he won't pay me the full value. He'll pay me the Truma value. Because he has to treat the whole thing as if it's Truma, and Truma has a limited market, so a cheaper price. So it's going to cost me, yeah, but at least I'll get something out of this mess, and I'll be able to get maybe, I don't know, 50-60% of the value of the 100 that I had to take out just because of my stuff.
If you're lazy, you don't have to give,
Well, it's a suffix here. In other words, he doesn't know where. Yeah, I mean, he's giving it. What's that? Yeah, the coin, you can give them money. Give them what? He doesn't know where. He may be giving him entirely Kulin. He'll have to prove it, like anything else. Anytime you can't prove that this is the thing, so much of it, I can give it at any point. We just can have a shape it. So now. Okay, so I take Mea Ba'aka. So suppose I have Mea Tevo, who Mea Maaser. Now here it's a little bit more complicated because out of the Meiser, I have to take Trumas Meiser. If 100 of these figs are Meiser, so 10 of them, besides the Tevo, 10 of these figs are already have the problem of being Trumas Meiser, right? Okay, so what do I do then? Well, the truth is, I'm in pretty good shape because even though I have to get out an additional 10, but I don't need to take those additional 10 by docket from the original Meiser. I could take it out from the new Meiser that I'm making. So I don't have to identify the original. All I need to do is make 100% certain that I'm taking out one of the Tevo. Correct? That's all I need to do. So now, if I take out no tail, therefore Mayabah, all I have to do is take out 101. If I take out 101, I'll have to make a rather complicated condition. So I'll say like this. If what I have over here contains 10 of the original Meiser, So then those 10 are Trumas Meiser for the other Meiser. Plus the additional one that I have here that clearly is not the original Meiser, because there's no way for 100 to equal 101. So I've got one here that isn't from the original Meiser. That one is Trumas Meiser, and the other 9 are wherever they are. And they're regular Meiser, right? That's Trumas Meiser. And I now give the whole thing to the Kohen, and he pays me for everything minus 11. Because 10 was, I need to give him anyway, for the original 100 Meiser. That Trumas Meiser is 10 out of that 100. And I need to give him 1 out of the 10 Meiser that I'm now taking off out of my Kohen. Out of my Tevel, correct? Then I have to say, however, if I don't have here 10 of the original Meiser, then whatever proportion of the new stuff I have, that I have here, I make it Meiser anyway. In other words, I'm going to need to take out a total of 10 from my tether. So I say, wherever that 10 is, now if that 10 is here in front of me, and I don't have Meiser here, then what I'd like to do is now I want to take all 10, plus the new one, and make it the Trumas Meiser on the other Meiser that's over there. Because I'm not sure. The Meiser's here, the Meiser's there. If the Meiser's here, then I want the 10 from here, out of the Meiser. If the Meiser's there, I'm going to take the new Meiser that I just made, which may be all here, and use it to pay up the total of the Trumas Meiser that's there. Because I can do that. I can take off the Trumas Meiser from any Meiser I want. In fact, I can take off Truma from one Kli on another Kli. I can take off Truma's Meiser from one Meiser on another Meiser. As long as they're both Vadai,